Yep, so there are people who can take a jigsaw puzzle without the box and start putting it together. And they have the patience and the curiosity to do this. And then as they start assembling the pieces, or even from looking at the pieces, they may get some idea about what the final picture is going to be. But what this video is about is to consider different people and how many pieces they need to have already put in place before they're able to see the picture. Because you don't need to have you'd think normally you don't need to have every piece of the jigsaw puzzle in place for you to know what the picture is of. You may miss out some pieces and still be totally comfortable that you know what the picture is of. It's a picture of a horse, or a picture of a mountain, or a picture of a landscape. And so you would say, yes, I'm looking at a picture of a landscape, even though there's one piece missing. In some cases, people can do it with a few pieces missing. In some cases, people will do it with half the pieces missing. They'll still be very comfortable thinking of, this is a picture of a landscape, yeah? This is a picture of a cow. So in one sense, even with most of the half or more of the pieces missing, the person who was presenting the picture to them in the form of a jigsaw puzzle, for whatever reason, yeah, it may be censorship, and so people had to arrange so that each cell of the revolution had one piece of the jigsaw puzzle, and then each cell coordinated and sent a copy of their piece to a targeted individual or cell, so that that individual cell hopefully would get all the pieces and be able to put them together. And some of the pieces got lost, some of the people transporting the pieces were captured by the secret police, etc., etc. So just think of this sort of science fiction scenario. So my point being is, how many pieces of the puzzle do you have to make clear to people before they can see the picture? Or begin seeing a picture, or suspect there's a picture there even. Talking, people would love to talk, jibber jabber, just to pass the time. We don't have fur anymore, so we don't spend the time picking fleas off each other. Some people say the reason we talk is the equivalent of picking fleas off each other. It's not really important, it's just a social activity. And it's like smoking. Part of it is just a purposeful action, social activity. And the social activity. So my friend, the person is helping me here a little, and it's been good letting me use his Wi-Fi and spend a bit of time with his family. And he knows more people here, even though he's been here, because he's Russian, and so he can find out things for me. But he said he doesn't have time to read my book, even one book. But he's got time to go to the gym several times a week. He's 43. Father of two daughters. One of them apparently is learning challenged, or something, or developmentally delayed or something. They're seeing a logopedia, educational doctor or something, you know, anyway. So, but he's a father with a family. He's responsible for bringing two humans into this world. He has time to go to the gym to work out and to do wrestling and maybe some other form of martial arts and train. He has time for that, but he doesn't have time to read one book. So fair enough. Why should I expect him to think my book is the one book he should read when there's so many books he could read? You know? But to tell me he doesn't have time. This is why I hear over and over and over and over again from everybody for the last 4 years. And long before then, I don't have time to read a book. But they do have time, it's how they choose to use that time. There's very few people, anyway, unless you're homeless like I was and spend all your time looking for shelter and food and worrying about those things and just trying to not lose all your possessions and not freeze to death and, yeah, and not get locked up in prison. Unless that's your situation, which occasionally it is, yeah. But once most people pass through that, they do have time, and it's how they choose to use their time. And I'm fed up getting migraines trying to explain things to people, because I say to them, it's simple, but it's a lot of simple facts, a lot of them. And you've got to read. That's the intellectual activity that suits this sort of activity, understanding, is reading. You'd have to watch a hell of a lot of videos like I have to get the information. I really hate it when the videos love having really big pauses and big dramatic, you know, waste of time. And so in 2 hours, they present about as much info as they could have presented in 10 minutes. But I hate that, because people don't have time. And if someone has taken 2 hours of their time promising this video will explain everything, when it only explains a tiny little piece of the puzzle, and it even misleads and misrepresents because it's controlled opposition, and then wastes most of the time with dramatic pauses, then of course I'm going to be angry. Because if I had 2 hours of somebody's time, I'd hope I'd achieve much, much more. And I know I'd be presenting different sorts of materials to them. And this is what I need help with. This is why I need help. I need to be able to, I need to have my head free, totally free, to focus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the project, as I have done in the past for like 10 years before I left for Sweden, which drove me insane. And I sacrificed everything, and I paid a really high price in so many ways. But you need to really, really focus. I mean, you need to have people in the movement really focused, and people who are capable and competent, who really are able to do that work and realize their potential. So, yeah. So what do you do? What do you say to people who don't have time to talk or have time to go to the gym a couple times a week? They have time to watch propaganda on TV. They have time for so many things, to go to the pub, but they have time to read your book. And, you know, it's not my job to constantly spend every minute of every day wasting my time, knowing I'm wasting it with just, you know, chit-chatting with people and, you know, just conversational English, really, you know, not because they're not really interested. They're not really suspicious of the world, and they don't really care. They're just looking for excuses not to do any work, you know, any intellectual work, not to face facts, not to have to do anything other than, you know, get laid and paid and do the things that are satisfying as an animal. And this is why, sad to say, seems the cult of Judah is right. Almost most of the people that we see walking around in human form are really just dumb beasts. They don't even care if they're slaves or not. Like he said to me, he said, that's one of the few things that ever caught me off guard. You know, when people ask me, okay, what if I did all this work and found out the truth, what would I do then? What would we do? If they're so powerful, how can we do anything? And then you say, well, if there's enough of us, we can easily overpower them because there's not many of them. They have their power because most people just go along with them passively. They don't resist at all. If even a few percent of people resisted, we'd overthrow them. But he said, well, is it bad to be a slave? What's wrong with being a slave? Like a genuine question. And, you know, it gets back to Tolstoy, who said, oh, you know, Christianity is all about being a slave, being submissive, you know, obeying the master and you know, winning over your slave master by submission. So when your slave master comes to rape your daughter, you go, yeah, yeah, take her, please, enjoy her, enjoy my daughter. You know, hoping that you'll win him over to your Christian ethic by being generous, you know. So anyway, jigsaw puzzles. Remember that for some people, gestalt's one thing. The gestalt has to appear to you before you can see it, and then you cannot unsee it. That's a gestalt. But with just a jigsaw puzzle, some people only need a few pieces before one, they start getting an impression. And some people need absolutely, this is the frustrating thing for us. The people, and this was why I started making the video, and I forgot the actual line because I had problems with the phone. The people we talk to, they demand of us every piece of the puzzle before they'll agree that there's a picture there. Whereas the government only offer them a blurry, pixelated few pieces of the puzzle and tell them that's a picture of a horse. And they go, oh, okay, there's a picture of a horse. From us, if we have a single piece missing, they'll go, that's not a horse. Look, there's horses have that little piece there. You don't have that piece there. That's not a horse. You know, it can have a head, the tail, the back, the hoofs and everything. But if a nostril, there's only one nostril, one of the nostril pictures missing. You promised that it was going to be a horse, and that's not a horse because horses have two nostrils. I know that. And that's the picture of some animal with one nostril. That's not a horse. It's so absurd. They accept, like, they accept the biggest lies from the government on faith, like even from their religions. They're given a few pieces of a puzzle and then told, have faith. That's a picture of a horse. Even the government does that. They say, we don't have the pictures of the viruses and stuff before they until they made them up with CGI. Imagine that. Okay, someone says, that's not a horse, it's got one nostril. So you make a CGI, a picture of a horse nostril, and put it in there. And they go, oh, no, you faked it. That's a CGI nostril. It's that absurd. I'll make a shorter video of this after watching this because that's the main point I'm trying to make. The burden of proof on us is so unfair. Yeah, they're so unrealistic. We have to give them every piece of the puzzle and put it down and lay it out and show them the picture of the horse with every piece there before they'll admit it. And even then they'll deny it. They'll say, oh, that's a fake picture of a horse. But for their government and their religious leaders, etc., their authorities can just throw a few pieces of the puzzle out there and tell them that's a picture of a horse. Or just put down one or two pieces of the puzzle of a photograph and then paint the rest and say, that's the horse, you know, And people won't even see the difference between the painting and the actual pictures of the photograph. The puzzle and what the person has added with the CGI and artistic rendering. Anyway, too much time. Ciao for now.